Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and with me once again is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Nice to have you back in the
chair.
Yeah. We just learned recently that our governor, Tim Pawlenty, Republican, is not going to seek reelection for a third term, which is pretty interesting politically and kind of conjures up some what-ifs.
Yeah, it raises all sorts of questions of what he's really thinking, which he really wasn't giving any clues to during the press conference.
We could probably speculate on that, but let's not for now.
Right.
And think about, you know, now that there's going to be an open seat for governor, it's a free-for-all. What do you think?
It's a big race. Well, people are lining up. So far, at least five Republicans were either acting or sounding like they were interested, and then there's a pretty large number of DFLers on the other side, too. But I think what could be really interesting this time around is that a number of people who are really seriously talking about it are from rural Minnesota. And so that kind of puts, you know, you don't want to say that, oh, the governor's from a suburb, so he's going to be strictly metro-centric. But, you know, since this is rural Minnesota radio, we have to consider what would have happened if we actually had a rural person in the governor's seat?
Well, it is a good question, you know, and it does make me wonder, for instance, when the governor and the legislature are wrestling over issues that are pretty important to rural Minnesota, might that give a little boost?
A little different perspective on things, yeah.
Do you know of I mean, are there some notables that you can mention that you know for sure, or at least have given some pretty strong indicators?
Well, I know Tom Bach has actually thrown his hat in the ring. He's from the Iron Range. Marty Seifert hasn't come right out and said it. He's from Marshall, but he says that he's going to give up his seat as minority leader in the House. And Laura Broad from New Prague, her name has been thrown out there too. And then the other people, the balance seems to be from the suburbs and the metro area. I know the two mayors of Minneapolis and St. Paul are thinking about it. Brian Sullivan, the businessman, is talking about it. And so it's a massively huge field, but there are actually some people from rural Minnesota that could really be viable candidates.
Of course, I guess we can't leave Norm Coleman out of the mix.
No.
Because, you know, if things don't work out well with the Supreme Court, he might have to throw his hat in the ring,
yeah,
too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We'll see what happens.
Well, it makes for an interesting upcoming, year. 2010 is when that's going to happen.
So. 2010. And, you know, and of course, the governor only just announced this. So this is, you know, really new. And I'm sure there'll be a lot of people lining up and a lot of weeding out and a lot of ups and downs. And we'll see what's going to happen. It's going to be a pretty big drama, I think.
Love the drama. Well, thanks for joining us, Marnie Werner. It's been Rural Minnesota Radio, and we'll catch you next week.